Thank you, Emma. Leighton Hewitt has farewelled professional tennis as a singles player, ending his illustrious career with a straight sets loss to David Ferrer in the Australian Open. The former world number one and Wimbledon champion was gutsy until the end, but the Spaniard prevailed 6-2, 6-4, 6-4. While he will briefly return for a doubles campaign, Hewitt left Rod Laver Arena to a standing ovation. A British inquiry into the poisoning of a former KGB spy has concluded Russian President Vladimir Putin probably approved the murder. Alexander Litvinenko was poisoned with radioactive polonium in London and died in a hospital in 2016.
Well, look, what happened was absolutely appalling. And this report confirms what we've always believed and what the last Labour government believed at the time of this dreadful murder, which is it was state-sponsored action.
David Cameron then, of course, I meant 2006. Weather conditions have eased in Tasmania, where crews are continuing to fight more than 60 bushfires across the state. Yesterday evening, an emergency warning was issued for Laena, but has since been downgraded to advice level. While many of the blazes were started by lightning, two teenagers have admitted lighting a fire at Black River in the state's northwest. A Melbourne man has been charged with the murder of a 62-year-old man in the city's inner north. Crews were called to a shop fire in Fitzroy earlier this week and found the body of the shop's owner inside. 38-year-old man will face the Melbourne Magistrates Court later today.